We're up to Simon Kuf Chaf Dalet. Din Hanhaga Shechtiba, this is Dine Chazara Sashat. Chabit says in Kuf Chaf Dalet. Aleph, La'acha Shesima Atiba Tfilos and Yachzor Shechtibor Atfila. So after we dive in the silent Shemon Esrei, the Shechtibor repeats the Shemon Esrei Chazara Sashat. Why? Shim yesh mi she'eno yodea l'ispala yechavin l'mashu omer v'yotzeba. A person does not know how to daven, so he will listen to the Shir Tzibur and v'yotze Shmon Esrei that way. V'tzarech oso sh'yotze b'tfila Shir Tzibur l'chavin l'chol ma'ashu omer Shir Tzibur me'erosh v'adzof. And if you want to be yotze Shmon Esrei with the Shir Tzibur, so you have to listen to the entire Chazaras Hashatz from beginning to end. V'eno mafsik, v'eno meisiach. He can't stop in the middle, you can't talk in the middle. You have to listen to every word, you answer amen. And then at the end, uposea shalosh psios lacharav ka'odim shemispada le'atma. And as if he was davening for himself, when he finishes, he takes 3 steps back. Mishabura says, Sifkatan Aleph, aval ha'boki en yoti afil b'di'ebet b'tfilas ha'shliach tzibur. So Chazaras Hashatz is only motzi those that do not know how to daven, but those who do know how to daven cannot be yotze with Chazaras Hashatz. Va'afilu b'she'eno baki, and even if someone does not know how to daven, eni yotze ki v'yesh asara v'beis haknesses. He can't be yotze with his friend's bracha. Usually you can make kiddush for your friend, you can say amotzi for your friend. He doesn't know how to make a bar pri adama, you can do that also. But by Shmona Esrei, here the Mishabura paskins that you cannot say Shmona Esrei for your friend. It has to be in the context of Chazaras Hashatz. So that's a big machlokas. Actually, later on in Shulchan Aruch, when the Yerushalmi excludes 3 brachos from the general rule of Yatzah Motzi. One is Birkas Hamazon, Kriya Shema, and Tefillah. Then the Gemara in Brachas Memhei says, you have someone who does not know how to bench. So Gemara says, Sofer Mavarech Ubor Yotze. Even though to make a Zimun you need 3. But if you have someone who does not know how to bench, the Gemara says, Sofer Mavarech Ubor Yotze. The person who knows how to bench, benches. So there are only 2. One who knows how, one who doesn't. And the one who does not know how to bench is Yotze with the one who does know how to bench. So the Ran understands that Sofer Mavarech Ubor Yotze applies not only to Birkas HaMazon, but also to Shmona Esrei. And the Beis Yosef brings down the Ritz Geis. The Ritz Geis says, no, this is only by Birkas HaMazon. This is not relevant to Shmona Esrei. So later on in Shulchan Aruch, in Tof Kuf Tzadi Dalid, Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, over there, the Ramah Paskins, like the Ran, that Sofer Mavarech Ubor Yotze, that even an individual can be motzi another individual in Shmona Esrei, and the Maritz Geis, the Shulchan Aruch over there passes like the Maritz Geis that it does not work. So here the Mishabura seems to be passing like the Shulchan Aruch over there against the Ramah that it does not work. And Derisha brings down a footnote from Chaim Kanievsky that could be the Ramah is not really passing over there, just bringing down another Shita. But here the Mishabura is passing like the Mechaber L'chumra that in order to be Yotze with Shmona Esrei, it needs to be in the context of Chazaras Hashatz with the Minyan. It cannot work as on a one-to-one basis. When you want to be yotzi with someone else's bracha, you have to understand the bracha. So that's not generally the minig. The Dershah brings down footnote 4 that Lamaisa the minig is not like that. That we are yotzi with brachas even if the person does not understand the bracha. Now, if you are making the bracha yourself, then you do not have to understand the bracha. But there are a lot of shittas that hold if you're being yotzi with someone else's bracha, then you do have to understand the bracha. And here, Mishbar Sivkatan Beis brings down again what we learned previously, that in Birkas Avos, you need to understand what the bracha means. The first bracha of Shmona Esrei is ma'akiv. After that, it is not ma'akiv. Now, the Mechaber over here told us the reason for Chazaras Hashatz is for those people who do not know how to daven. The Prima Gadin brings down another reason, and that is in order to say Kedusha. There's a Machlokas, Gemara is a Machlokas and Brachas, if Kedusha can be said by a Yachid or not. Obviously, we do not say Kedusha be Yachidus, and therefore, another reason for Chazaras Hashatz is in order to be able to say Kedusha. There's another idea brought down, that Chazaras Hashatz is a Tfilas HaTzibur. It's not 10 individuals davening together. Chazaras HaShatz is 10 people together offering up one Shmona Esrei to Hashem. Tefillas HaTzibur, another reason, maybe that's not the original Takana, but that's what Shmona Esrei, but Chazaras HaShatz has turned into the Maisa. The Bir Alocha brings down Sivkot Dibur Maslev Yotzebo. Someone has a suffix if he davened. So we learned, went through all the halachas of Sirkus already, but here he says one of the easy way outs is to be Shliach Tzibur. And that way, as a Shliach Tzibur, Chazaras HaShatz will be, you'll be Yotze, whatever, the suffix that you have in your tefillah. That is Sif Alef. Sif Beis. Shliach Tzibur Shenichnas Beis HaKnesses Ve'eino. Shliach Tzibur Shenichnas Beis HaKnesses Umatz Tzibur Shespalu Belachash. He walks into shul, he finds that the tzibur is already daven silent Shmoneh Esrei, but there's no one who knows how to daven Chazaras HaShatz. Hu tzarech la'amod lifnei ha'teva la'alter. He needs to get up and do Chazaras HaShatz for them because they don't know how to do it. So yored lifnei ha'teva, umispalel b'kol ram tzibur. He davens Chazaras HaShatz. Ve'eino tzarech la'achzor ulispalel b'lachash. Even though he did not daven a silent Shmoneh Esrei, he's yotze with Chazaras HaShatz. He does not need to afterwards go and daven his silent Shmoneh Esrei. Mishbosev Katan Dalit points out, Hu tzarech de'ein b'am echad shuchah l'spal l'fnei ha'omud. There's no one who knows how to daven l'fnei ha'omud. De'ilav hachi e'nochon shu l'spal l'ham b'kol ram. Otherwise, it would not be appropriate to daven b'kol ram. Kevin shu l'spal mitzchila b'lachash mishvil atzmo. You're first supposed to have a silent Shmoneh Esrei, and then have Chazaras HaShatz. You shouldn't just start with Chazaras HaShatz. But here he has no choice because they need someone to daven for the Amid. He knows how to daven, they don't know how to daven, and therefore, here we would allow him to do Chazaras HaShatz without his own silent Amida. We're in Kuf Chof Dalet. Dirshu footnote 9 points out that the reason the Sheikh Tzibur has to daven first Belachash is in order to prepare the Shmoneh Esrei so he can do it properly for Chazaras HaShatz. And even though we learned in Simin Kuf that you only have to prepare a Shmoneh Esrei if you haven't seen it in 30 days, Yalav Yavo, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, but the Aruch HaShulchan points out that that's when you're davening to yourself. But when you're davening in public and you're nervous, so then each time you should daven Belachash in order to prepare yourself. And then he brings down, the Yeshua brings down again, the big machlokes. What if you're davening in a tzibur, you daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and they're davening Nusach Tzfart, and you're davening for the Amud. So when you daven for the Amud, the Chazaras HaShatz for sure should be Nusach Tzfart, like the Nusach of the tzibur. But what should you do when you're silent Shmoneh Esrei? So Rav Moshe says that since it's to prepare for Chazaras HaShatz, your tefillah b'lachash should be the Nusach that you're going to say as Chazaras HaShatz. However, it seems like most of the posts can disagree with Rav Moshe and say even the tefillah b'lachash can be your regular Nusach. You bring down from Rav Ozner, but tonight that you understand what that you're going to be able to daven Chazaras HaShatz properly, and you don't need that to that preparation as the tefillah b'lachash. What? Okay, we're in the middle of Kuf Chav Dal Beis up to the Ramah Haga. V'chein, im hu shasad chak. If it's a shasad chak, kagon shiarei, shiavar zman ha-tfilo, he's going to miss some zman ha-tfilo. Yuchal espal miyad b'koram, v'atibar mespalin imo mila b'mila, b'lachash ad la'achar ha-kel ha-kadosh. So, we call it hecha kedusha, start, the Sheikh Tzibur starts out loud. Never seen anyone do this for chakras, but this is kind of popular for mincha. So, the Sheikh Tzibur starts his silent Shmoneh Esrei out loud, till ha-kel ha-kadosh, and then he continues from there, and then everybody else davens their own tefillah belachash. Yes, katzar, yes. So if there's no time, so the Ramah is recommending davening katzar. So Mishnah Berurah Katan Vav points out, uvelo shasat chak, if it's not a shasat chak, yiskimu harbi miachronim shelo lasos kein, not to daven the abridged Shmoneh Esrei, the katzar, ki ikar ha-takon ha-isa midina l'espala mitzchila b'lachash v'yachar kach b'kol ram, because the ikar ha-takon ha-chazal is to daven silent Shmoneh Esrei, and then to have a chazar sashatz, and one should not knock that out. In the Dershu, they bring down a limud tzchus. There are many yeshivas, there are many places where they do daven. Mincha Kitzara, it brings down from Yaakov Kamenetsky that it could be the Iker Chazaras HaShatz was only in places where the people don't know how to daven. And if in a place in yeshiva, people, everyone knows how to daven, so then the chazal would not necessarily masak in a chazar sashat in such a situation. That's what the Jew should think about.
So you also, when the chazan says go, okay, I'll go, you stay with him together.
Is that what it says over here?
Yeah.
Okay, here it says that he was mispal with him. Good. And the Mishnah Berurah katan ches. So there's two ways of doing it. You can daven with the Shliach Tzibur, or the Shliach Tzibur can daven, and you can start from the beginning afterwards. Right, good. I mean, very good. So here, the Ramah says, you daven, you start with the Shliach Tzibur, and then you all continue. However, the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches says, v'im ein ashad duchuko kol kach, if he's not really running out of time, lo yatchilo atzibur rak la'achar shamar ashat zakel ha-kodesh. You should wait until afterwards. Okay, this verse from Yaakov Kamensky is a limud zchus. It doesn't mean that there's no more chazar sashat. Kuf Chav Dalin Beis, continuing in the Ramah, and when you have a Mincha Kitzara situation, Tov Shia Echad Chol Apochol Shiana Amen Achar Hashliach Tzibur. You should have a person answering Amen. They shouldn't all be davening together. However, if that's not possible, because your mom is running out of time, you have 3 minutes to Shkia, so the Mishnah says, Vimlav in La Hakbir Al Zeklal. If it's not possible, it's not possible. Okay, so now Sif Gimel discusses this vart from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a limud zchus. I'll read what it says. Ikar chazar sashas nitzkin al batei knesses shayu mizdamim vehem anashim shol yodu lispala ba'atma. In a regular shul where people would come in and they didn't know how to daven. V'lo lamakum shakal tzibur yodim lispala. But not a place where the whole tzibur knows to daven on their own. But that's his limud zchus, and then you have problems the other way. So then, how can you have chazar sashat? If chazal, we're not misaking chazar sashat, you have to turn his tefillas and daven. How do you do on Shabbos? It becomes complicated. So over here, this question was asked to the Rambam. We discussed this, three reasons for chazar sashat. But one of them is that people don't know how to daven. You need either amaratzim, don't know how to daven, and they need to be out there with the shliach tzibur. So the Rambam was asked, what if you have a place where everyone knows how to daven? I mean, you say today everyone knows how to daven. It's not true. I teach in Eishah Torah, and not everybody knows how to daven. But in a regular frum community, no one's going to be yotze with chazar sashat. And nowadays, you can daven in English and French, Spanish. You have a sitter in every language and transliterated and whatever. Right. But the Rambam was asked, "What if you have?" Everyone knows how to daven. Everyone just daven. Is there a point in davening chazar sashat? So the Rambam answered that this is a takanas chazal, and even though everybody knows how to daven, everyone in the shul knows how to daven, you did a check, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, you went through the whole shul, everyone knows how to daven, everyone did daven, there's still a takanas chazal to say chazar sashatz. Because at some point, maybe there'll be a person who doesn't know how to daven, he'll get that fresh Ish guy who, I don't know why he can't daven English, with English sitter, he doesn't have an English sitter, whatever it is. And he won't be able to daven, and he'll be yotze with the chazar sashatz. And then the Rambam compares it to other cases like this. The second case he brings down is kiddush in shul. So this is actually very controversial. We don't make kiddush in shul in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz,
they do havdalah. So I don't do havdalah. I don't do havdalah. You can be yotze with them. I didn't know that.
You can be yotze with havdalah in shul. But kiddush in shul, you can't be yotze because you need kiddush makom suda. So why do they make kiddush in shul? Because they used to have, they don't have, yes, if you bring some ruglach in your pocket to shul. But Friday night, in America, every shul makes kiddush, kiddush in shul Friday night. You don't know, because you don't live in America. Bli ochel, that's right, bli ochel. So why do they make kiddush? The Gemara says, we're having psochem because of the guests. Oh, but there's no guests eating in shul, so no one's yotze. So that's a machlokes. So some say it was a takanas chazal. It doesn't matter if there are any guests. You always make kiddush in shul, and that is what they do in America. That's obviously a machlokes. Was that really a takanas chazal or not? So in Eretz Yisrael, they don't make kiddush in shul Friday night because they hold it's not a takanas chazal, and it's only if there's orchem. And since there's no orchem, we don't do it. But most of the shuls in the world probably, I don't know all different minhagim, but I grew up to make kiddush in shul Friday night. And then there's the bracha achas me'ein sheva that we say also Friday night is because people come late to shul. What if no one came late to shul? We took attendance. The mashgiach was there taking attendance. Everyone was there on time, 5 minutes early. So do you say the bracha achas main sheva? Says the Rambam, yes, takanas chazal. So what did over here, takanas chazal, even though it seems not to be relevant, this is what chazal said to do. So that's what the Mechaber now brings down in Sif Gimel. Kohol sheispalu v'kulam bikin b'tfilah. They all daven, they're all bikin, they all know how to daven, everything's great. Everyone daven. Afal pichen yerech shechtiva v'chol zel espalu. Nonetheless, the shechtiva goes to daven chazar sashatz kedil kaim takonas chachomim, because that is the takonas chachomim. Okay, Mishmur points out the end of Sif Katan Beis. Did not say, okay, get out your pen and paper and then take attendance and see, oh, do you know how to daven? Do you not know how to daven? Chazal didn't say to do that. Chazal said, Ella, what they do? Tiknu shesh tzibur chozer hatfila liolam. Chazar sashatz. Every tefila, v'shachas mincha, have chazar sashatz. Shema, yeah, pamachas, v'beis haknesses, mi she'enu boki, v'yotzi'enu hashatz, yidecho v'asa. Just in case, at one time, one place, one person might not know how to daven, and he'll be yotze with chazar sashatz.
It's worth to do all these brachas in all these places, all these people.
Yeah, that's
all
what
time.
They say, the same thing by
one week. Person.
Unbelievable. I guess so.
Davening is so.
I guess that was very important, right? Or maybe Chazal thought there'd be more than one person like that. But yes, that's what he says over here. Hagah says Ramav, if you have people, individuals who are taking a long time to daven Shemoneh Esrei, the Shliach Tzibur does not need to wait for those people who daven an extra long Shemoneh Esrei, even if they are the Chashuvim of the year. Okay? Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yigimel says like this. Why not? Because it's a Tircha de Tzibura. V'yachshav, the minig is to do that, says the Mishnah Berurah in the Chavetz Chaim in Radin. V'yachshav nagu shashir tzibur mamtin at sheyasayim ha'av bezdin es tefillah. So they wait for the Rosh Hashiva, they wait for the Rav, they wait for the Av Bezdin. Why? The fish of Rova Nashim is spelling b'maruta, because most people daven very fast. V'am is spelling mila b'mila lo yuchal lo mak kedushim at tzibur. The people who daven word by word, properly, they're never going to daven kedusha with the tzibur because everyone's racing through Shemoneh Esrei. So then the people davening properly are going to lose out. Lachain, therefore, mamtinin kihem osim shalok kedin. So therefore, evolved the minhag to wait for the rav, and that way it's not just the rav you're waiting for, but you're waiting for the people who are davening Shemoneh Esrei properly. Lefichachim ein avbezna beir. So they should not wait for the first 10 people who rush through Shemoneh Esrei, but they should wait for the people who are davening, not the ones who are shleppy and kvetchy, but the ones who are davening properly. So the person is stam being marich, so then there's no need to wait for him. But the people who are davening properly should not lose out. Then Mishra brings down what Rabbi Akiva did. Rabbi Akiva himself used to daven for a very, very long time. But when they were waiting for him, or he was a Sheikh Tzibur, he would make sure not to be Matriach the Tzibur, and he would daven a much quicker davening. Let's finish the Ramah, Kuf Chav Dalet Gimel. There's a set minion, the minion is there, it's whatever time the minion is supposed to be. 6:15, Mincha. Okay, don't wait for the Adam Choshev or the Adam Gadol who hasn't come. Why not? It's a Rama. A beautiful Mishabura. Listen to the Mishabura. Sivkat and Tezvav. Shekem and Sheesh Asara. Once you have Asara, Yeshna Shama Shechina. The Shechina is there. Now, me and Tino Od. Who are you going to wait for that's more important than the Shechina? The Shechina is here. The time has come to daven. So someone's coming in late. He's an Adam Choshev, but the Shechina is here. So you shouldn't wait for other people. He's not more Choshev than the Shechina. And then he says again, Kayom, continuing in Sivkot and Tezvav, Kayom nispashet daminik lahamtin al abezdin, they wait for the Rav, v'nira atam shim daminik kayom ba'ori yisro likboa am, likboa im ha'av bezdin bi'achar eis lomar achara tefila, because after the davening, they have a Seder learning, im kishi iskabit, mi and take if you spell, if they're going to daven right away and not wait for the Rav, yelech achakach kolech ledarko, so then they're not going to have the learning Seder because Rav is still going to still be in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei maybe. V'yugram al yidei zeh betul Torah. The kviyas limer shalacha tefila hu inyan gadol. It's a very chashuv inyan to learn after davening, and we don't want to be mevatel that, and therefore there's an inyan to wait for the magid shir so that you have a shir. But make sure that you're not missing so it's my kriyah, so it's my tefillah, shkiyah, whatever it is. And then the Mishnah Berurah concludes, "Kasev el Yerab, Yeshu la Rab, lahak demasa lo ba the Beis Hakneses kodem kadesh leyam tinu olav." But it's the incumbent upon the Magid Shiur, the Rab, the Abbez, and whoever it is, to come to shul earlier on time, so that they don't have to this problem, that they're not going to have to wait for him.